Hello, welcome to week 5 here of Locker Room Chats, here with Luke Baxter from the Onega Buffaloes, getting back into the win column. A huge win over the Valley Falls Dragons last Friday, 32-6. Now 2-2 on the season here for Onega. Again, already having wrapped up the Twin Valley League play, 1-2 in league, but again, most importantly, starting off districts in the right with a big win over Valley Falls. Luke Baxter, what can you tell me about the win last Friday?
I thought our kids came out, played with a lot of energy, came out ready to play, were flying around. I thought we did a lot of good things early on. Gavin Quarterman blocked a punt on Valley Falls' first possession, and we took it down and scored. And following a defensive series, we returned a punt pretty much down into the red zone, and we had a lot of good things going for us. But I got to give Valley Falls credit. They had a goal line stand there, and we didn't score, so... we still played a lot of good energy in the game and put some yards on offense, and I thought we did a pretty good job defensively all night.
Yeah, and talking here quickly about your offense, Ryder Coltman, 121 yards on the ground, also 44 yards in the air, one touchdown overall. Josh Daniels, 74 yards, averaging 5.7 yards per carry with a touchdown. Gavin Coltman mentioned that block, but also two touchdowns on the day. This was your highest scoring game this season here, coming against Valley Falls last Friday, 32-6. What were some of those credits you can give to that offense to kind of facilitate why they were able to get themselves going against Valley Falls and how they may be able to pertain that to the rest of the season going forward?
Well, I thought we had really good energy right from the start, and I thought all the kids played hard. I thought we ran the ball hard. I thought we moved the ball pretty well because of our offensive linemen up front. I thought our right side did a pretty good job. We did run the ball left side. It was a little bit harder at times. We have less experience over there. We did. We're a little bit younger, a little bit smaller there. But everybody played hard. Every lineman did their best. I just thought it was another good team effort with 11 guys playing their hardest all game.
And talk about those 11 guys on defense coming away with 3 interceptions on that game. Again, you mentioned how well the special teams did, but what kind of nods here can you give to that defensive side of the ball?
Well, anytime you hold it, I think we held them to negative yards rushing. You're tackling well, and I thought we saw what they were trying to do really well, and our linebackers penetrated the line of scrimmage well and got to the ball carrier. And I thought our defensive linemen fired off on the ball. And for the most part, our secondary did a pretty good job defending the pass. Valley Falls has some very fast guys, and they did get away a few times. But overall, I just thought it was a good defensive effort.
Onega Buffaloes 2-2 now here on the season, continuing here district play at home against the Jefferson County North Chargers. Our 92.1 KMZA game of the week. I'll be there for that call. We'll talk about that matchup coming up here on segment number 2. Here on segment number 2 here of 92.1 KMZA Locker Room Chats for the MSU Sports Radio Network. Again, these Onega Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies Community Healthcare System, Onega Pharmacy, and Main Star Trust. Here with Luke Baxter of the Onega Buffaloes, it's our 92.1 KMZA Game of the Week, taking on the Jefferson County North Chargers. Onega taking host of the district matchup here at home. Luke, what can you tell me about this contest coming up here on Friday?
Well, it's a big game for us. District game. Jeff North's a really good team. They're 4-0. They haven't given up many points. They've been playing really good defense. They're very explosive on offense. Have a lot of weapons on the perimeter and in the backfield, and a really good quarterback, and have an offensive line that gets off and does a really good job. And they're just a good football team. We're going to have to come ready to play on Friday. I think our kids will come out with a lot of energy, but we got to match their intensity. They're going to get after us, and we got to find a way to get after them even when things aren't going our way.
Well, you mentioned JCN's their hot start to this season. They are 4-0, as well as 4-0 in the Northeast Kansas League. Again, you kind of mentioned a nod there that they haven't given up many points this season. They gave up their first points last Friday in a 50-12 win over Pleasant Ridge. Again, this is a team that has looked hot this year. You mentioned their quarterback and Will Elias, who had a really nice game last Friday with 145 rushing yards, 178 passing yards, 3 passing scores, and 4 rushing touchdowns. How are you going to limit that quarterback that is just so dangerous on the ground as well as in the air in Will Elias?
He's a really good player, and we're just going to have to try to do our best to contain him. I don't think you can. It's hard to limit a player like that. He's just so talented and can hurt you in so many ways. So we We're just going to have to stick to our assignments and tackle a lot better than we did last year when we played him. Last year, he rushed for about 200 yards, and it was a really good football game, but he made big plays when they needed him, and ultimately they beat us in a really close one. So we got our work cut out for us, but we're going to give it our best shot.
Well, last season was a 28-22 victory for the Chargers last year. Right now, this head-to-head series is 3-3. Again, this is going to be an interesting matchup coming here this Friday, this game on 92.1 KMZA. What kind of similarities do you see from last year's JCN team coming up to this year?
Well, they might be a little bit faster, and they're better probably defensively than they were last year. They have a lot of weapons, and they do a lot of similar things, but they're just I think they're even better than they were last year, and they're gonna be a handful. So I'd say they're similar in what they do, but I think they're better at it than what they do now. So we're gonna have our work cut out for us, that's for sure.
Well, lastly, Coach, what are some keys here coming up here for this matchup?
Well, kind of comes down to just tackling and blocking. I think if we tackle the ball consistently and block a little better, or keep getting better at blocking each week, I think that'll put us in a position to have a shot late. But if we don't do those two things, it's going to be a long night.
Well, Luke, again, thank you for your time, as always.
No problem. We'll see you Friday.
That was Luke Baxter from the Onega Buffaloes. Again, Onega off to a 2-2 start here on the season, 1-2 in the Twin Valley League as they wrapped that up just a couple of weeks ago. Again, here it will be the Onega Buffaloes taking host here to the Jefferson County North, our 92.1 KMZA District Game of the Week here on the radio.